used to, what would people call a woman who taught school? You'd say that she was a
school teacher.
Can you remember anything that was kind of old fashioned that you might have used instead of school teacher?
School mom.
School mom.
School mom.
Is that what people used to call
them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, nearly all the men folks, if it was a woman, it was school mom.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. We were talking about colonels and captains, ranks for people. Like in the Civil War, Robert E. Lee. Do you remember what rank he had? He wasn't.
I guess he was a colonel.
Colonel or even higher.
Major.
Mm-hmm. And there were some general.
He was a general, I'm sure.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Robert E. Lee.
Right.
War.
And we were talking about names for country people and things like that. Around here, say if there were some white folks who weren't all that well off, but mainly just didn't like to work, were just kind of lazy.
Bum.
Yeah. I was wondering if you'd ever heard people use the expression trash for people like that.
Well, sure do yet.
Mm-hmm.
An old bum or an old trash or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say, yeah.
Just call them trash straight up?
Yeah.
You ever heard people use the expression, poor white trash?
Sure is. They got a lot of them, dude.
Yeah. Do colored folks use that expression much?
I don't know nothing about colored people. Where I was raised, and we didn't have any colored people.
Mm-hmm.
They were just all whites where we live, mm-hmm. and still is.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have anything against the colored people. We just didn't have any around us.
Many don't. There are not too many in West Carroll.
Yeah, there's plenty of them here, but there wasn't out around
mm-hmm.
where I was born and raised. There's not, still not any out there.
Mm-hmm. I see. You mentioned a while ago that you called, I guess it was yesterday, that you called this bird a red-headed peckerwood.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a person call another person a peckerwood?
Yeah. Sure have. I've got a grandson, an old man called him peckerwood as long as he lived.
What do you reckon he means when he calls him a peckerwood?
Oh, he's just an expression, is he?
Yeah. It's nothing bad to
nothing
say about
bad, no.
Yeah.
I've heard so many people say, get out of the way, peckerwood, talking to children. And
just joking around.
It's just a slang word, I guess.
Uh-huh. I see. Excuse me. Talking about different expressions for people. If a young boy, when he's growing up, sometimes he reaches a stage where he just trips over things and steps on things and stumbles over his own feet almost.
Yeah.
You'd say, well, he sure is mighty.
I don't know what I'd say. Inactive, I guess. What would it be?
Would you?
That ain't it. That's blundering around. Or
mm-hmm. Would you ever say he's clumsy or awkward?
Clumsy,
or
that's what I was trying to think of.
Okay. Talking about a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain
loony. And there's other things you could say.
Like what?
Crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.